Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Disrupt Traditional Business Models Before Your Rivals Do. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Traditional business models are dying faster than ever, and companies that don't adapt by 2026 will become irrelevant. But here's what most entrepreneurs miss. Disruption isn't about having the best product anymore. It's about understanding why people's expectations have fundamentally shifted. Let's start with the subscription economy takeover. Everything from cars to software is moving to subscription models, and there's a profound reason why. People don't want ownership anymore. They want access. Think about it. Your customers would rather pay $50 monthly for predictable results than $5,000 upfront for uncertain outcomes. This isn't just about convenience. It's about shifting their risk to you while giving them flexibility. Even B2B manufacturing companies are adopting service-based pricing because customers crave predictability over possession. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Disrupting traditional business models in 2026 means embedding AI at every level of your operations. Customer service, inventory management, marketing, all automated. But the real disruption isn't replacing humans with machines. It's freeing your people to do what only humans can do. Think strategically and create meaningful connections. Companies without AI integration simply cannot compete on speed or cost anymore. But the biggest shift is moving from product thinking to platform thinking. Successful companies are becoming ecosystems, not just product sellers. Look at Amazon. They didn't just sell books better. They created a marketplace where others could sell anything. They generate value by connecting people, not just serving them directly. When you become the platform, network effects compound your growth exponentially. Let me give you a perfect example. Netflix started as a DVD by mail service in 1997. They could have stayed there, optimizing delivery times and catalog size. Instead, they pivoted to streaming when broadband improved, then became content creators competing with Hollywood studios. Now they're a global entertainment platform with revenue growing from $1.2 billion to $31 billion by embracing disruption at every turn. Here's your actionable takeaway. Pick one core process in your business this week. Ask yourself, how would a tech startup do this differently? Test one small change before your competitors do. The companies that survive the 2026 revolution won't be the ones with the most resources. They'll be the ones willing to cannibalize their own success before someone else does. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.